Now, boys and girls, last week we began to see how our Lord Jesus Christ went out and began to gather around him those men who were going to be his disciples in a very special sense. Anyone who follows the Lord Jesus Christ and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is a disciple of Jesus Christ, because a disciple really simply means a learner, somebody who learns from Jesus Christ the Savior. But we sometimes speak about the 12 disciples or the 12 apostles, and it was our Lord then, at the beginning of his ministry, he began to gather together these particular men. Now, last week, you remember, we saw, of course, how the Lord, after he had been tempted by the devil in the wilderness, came back to the River Jordan where he had been baptized, and how John the Baptist pointed to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And then we saw how Andrew and John, they went and they followed Jesus. They saw where Jesus lived. And then the next day, you remember, how Andrew went and found his brother Simon, the man who was going to be called Simon Peter. And he said to Simon that they had found the Messiah. Now, as our Lord goes on then, he begins to gather other of his disciples around him. We're told that he found a man called Philip. And he simply said to Philip, "Arise and follow me." And Philip just rose up and followed him. The same thing happened with another one of the disciples that Jesus was going to call. And he was a man called Matthew. And as Matthew was sitting doing his work one day, the Lord came along. And again, the Lord simply said to him, "Follow me." And the Bible says that Matthew rose up and he followed after the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord dealt with other of his disciples in a different way. And we're told that when that man Philip began to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, then he went and he found a friend of his who was called Nathanael. And he said to Nathanael, "Nathanael, we have found the one that all the Bible speaks about, the law and the prophets and the Psalms. We have found the one who is to be the Messiah. He is Jesus of Nazareth." Now, Nathanael made a very strange reply, boys and girls. He said this. He said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Now, Nazareth wasn't a very popular town in those days. You'll know, for some reason or other, there are some towns that are more popular than others. Well, in the days of the Bible, when Christ was in this world, Nazareth wasn't a very popular town for some reason or other. And so Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And of course, Nathanael knew this as well. Nathanael knew that the Bible had promised that when the Messiah, when the Christ would be born, that he would be born in Bethlehem. Maybe he thought that Jesus had been born in Nazareth. And so he said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? How can the Christ come out of Nazareth?" But of course, Jesus had been born in Bethlehem, as we saw a couple of months ago. And of course, he was reared up in the town of Nazareth. However, Nathanael was a very willing kind of man, and so he decided that he would follow Philip and go and see the one who Philip was speaking about. Now, the Bible tells us that as Nathanael was coming towards our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ looked at Nathanael and he said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom is no deceit." He saw that Nathanael was an honest kind of man. That's why he had come, no doubt, at Philip's words. And then Nathanael said to Jesus, how do you know me?" And Jesus said a very strange thing. He said, "Nathanael, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And at some time in Nathanael's life, he had sat under a fig tree. Perhaps he had been reading God's word. Perhaps he was under a fig tree when Philip found him. But whatever it was, Nathanael immediately realized that this one, Jesus of Nazareth, was able to look into his heart and look into his mind and look into his life and know all about him. And so Nathanael, the Bible says, looked at our Lord Jesus Christ and he said, "Master, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." And Nathanael immediately knew, of course, that if one can read your heart and look into your life and know all about your life, then indeed that must be the Son of God. You remember those three great big words that we use sometimes: omnipotent, That means that someone is all-powerful, and that is God, of course, and that is Christ. Omnipresent, that means that the one can be in all places, at all times, and that is God as well. And also omniscient, that means all-knowing, knows everything about each and every one of us. And our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the Son of God and God the Son, then he is the one who is all-powerful. And by his Spirit, he is all-present. And of course, he knows all about us. And Nathanael immediately realized that Jesus knew his heart and knew his mind. And assuredly, this was the Son of God. This was the one who was promised to come, who would be the King of Israel. And the Lord said, well, Nathanael, you follow me, and you'll see greater things than these. So you see, there were times when Jesus just said, follow me, and the person rose up and followed him. There were other times when he dealt with that person in a different way. Now, there's another incident in the Word of God just like that. You see, the Lord came, if you like, to know some of these people, and then he called them to really come, to leave what they were doing and to come after him. And the Bible tells us then that one day when the Lord was going to call the disciples to go off on their travels with him, he came down to the seashore by Galilee. Some of those who were fishermen, they were mending their nets and they were drying out their nets. They'd been out all night fishing and they were now drying their nets and they hadn't caught anything at all. And the Lord Jesus came to Simon Peter. And he said to Peter, now Peter, he said, you launch out into the sea again and let down your nets on the other side of the boat, the other side from which you'd let them down the night before. And Simon Peter, well, he said, all right, Lord, we'll let down our net. And we're told that they went out and they fished and they brought in a great haul of fishes and the net broke. The haul of fishes was so great. And when they came to the shore, we're told that Simon Peter fell down before the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said these words, he said, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Why do you think he said that, boys and girls? Well, for this reason. Because you see, Simon Peter had really disobeyed the Lord Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, you pay very careful attention to what God's word says, not only in the very words that it says, but sometimes the very letters are so important. And you remember again then, let me remind you what the Lord said to Simon Peter. He said, Peter, go out, launch out onto the deep and let down your nets. You see, they had a few nets in the boat. And Peter said, yes, Lord, we let down our net. You see, he didn't really obey Jesus, did he? Because they had brought in their nets and it was hard work to dry their nets and repair their nets. And so Simon Peter, well, he knew there were no fish out in the sea. He was an experienced fisherman. He wasn't going to get all those nets dirty again and wet again and have to go through all that work again. But at the same time, he wanted to give the appearance as though he was obeying Jesus. And he said, right then, we let down our net. And of course, the net broke. And when Simon Peter saw all the glory of God in this one who was calling him to follow him, then, of course, he fell down. He knew that Jesus indeed knew all things, and he fell down at Jesus' feet. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Jesus knows our hearts and our minds, boys and girls, each and every one of us. There is not one of us, boy or girl, young person, man or woman, not one of us here this day, but Christ doesn't know our hearts and our minds through and through. But you know, it's a lovely thing about the Word of God that although Peter says to Jesus, depart from me, Jesus didn't depart from Peter. And instead he said this to Peter. He said, Peter, follow me, and I will make you to be a fisher of men. And so Peter then was to rise up and follow our Lord Jesus Christ as well. And so then, boys and girls, the Lord has been baptized in the River Jordan to begin all his work of our salvation, all the preaching and all the teaching, until he eventually comes to die on the cross. He has been tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and now you see he's beginning to gather his followers around him. And together they're going to go, and they're going to tell men and women, young people, boys and girls, about the kingdom of the living God. So you remember that, and by God's grace, you hear Christ's voice to follow him, and you follow him all the days of your life.